With Fisherman's Forecast, I'm Rick Moore, along with Gloucester High School football coach Tony Zerilli, once again brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Well, Coach, I don't know, another game to go, really, or maybe two games before the playoffs. And what's your assessment of where you guys are right now? We'll take a look at Winthrop in a minute, but, you know, mid-season, where are you?
You know, I think we're getting better every day, you know, and that's kind of the goal. Is we take it week to week, and you want to improve, and I think we are. I think we're doing more things offensively than we've done in the past. You know, we've been historically, you know, three or four plays, and I think we're trying to get a little bit broader in what we do, and I think the kids are picking up on it, and I think they're having fun doing it. So it's just going forward, you know, understanding the base offense, understanding the base defense, and then you know, expanding on it, and I think we're doing a good job. I think the key here is, you know, we want to pick up the next two wins, obviously. We want to stay healthy, and we want to go, you know, roll into the playoffs. So that's what we're looking to do.
A lot has happened this year. There's been a lot of different things that have gone on. And one of the things I've noticed about your team, Coach, is that you've had pretty good discipline. And maybe that or something else you might want to point out as something that, you know, maybe doesn't happen all that often in terms of position or what do they call that, situational football. But at least in terms of discipline, am I right? You guys have been pretty good with that?
Yeah, I mean, we have been. You know, we started off the year a little bit slow with some penalties and fumbling the football and snaps. And, you know, I think we've become resilient to that. We've kind of fought that tendency to not control, not hang on to the football. And, you know, I think we've gotten more consistent as the year progressed. I would say that's the biggest thing is just consistency. Consistency on every play, offensively, defensively. We kind of run a bend but don't break defense, and I think we've done that the last couple of weeks pretty well. You know, the last two games they've broken a big run on us, but you know, Nate Young saved it and taking the kid down within, you know, in the red zone. And I thought, you know, both times we fought, you know, to the last yard to prevent them from getting into the end zone. So I think we're resilient. I think we're getting more consistency as we get along, and we're just looking to improve upon those things.
Hey, Beverly, Marblehead score surprise you?
Marblehead's a good team. You know, they have a great program over there, a great coaching staff, and some great players. So did it surprise me? Yes, but no. You know, Marblehead's a great football team, and they're going to be a tough beat for any team in the state of Massachusetts, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tony, let's look back at the Winthrop game, maybe some highlights. And, of course, it's always great when you're able to get in some of the younger kids. Obviously, we've talked about it before. It's good for practice. You know, it's good for them to get the experience and so on. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what went right at the Winthrop game.
You know, I thought offensively we moved the ball pretty well. We stayed with what we do well, and we hit them hard. We hit them often, and, you know, thought Christian Sanfilippo ran the ball really well. I thought Mark Smith had a great first half, catching the ball, running the ball. I thought our defense played well. You know, we kind of knew what they were going to try to do to us, and we countered that, and I thought we did a good job there. I thought, you know, Winthrop had a couple turnovers that really hurt them, and we were able to capitalize. And high school football, before you know it, you know, you turn the ball over a few times, the other team scores a few touchdowns, and the game just gets completely out of hand. And I think that's what happened. You know, kind of unraveled on them, and they pressed a little bit, I thought, and, you know, we were able to capitalize. And yeah, the second half we were able to get everybody in. You know, we dressed our freshmen every game this year, and the opportunity to get those kids on the field, you know, they work hard. They work just as hard as these veterans, you know, these seniors. Mm-hmm. Those sophomores and freshmen are here every day busting their butt. And the opportunity to play under the lights is a great opportunity for them any chance they get. So the fact that we were able to get pretty much everybody standing on the sideline in the game was a great thing. It's a great program builder. You know, I remember when I played here, we always played as sophomores. You know, we always got in. And when we have the opportunity to do that, we're going to do that here as well. You know, every chance we get.
I don't know if you can or want to mention any names, but are there kids who are, maybe should mention any names, but are there kids who are good practice players In other words, maybe they might not get into a game, but they push your starters a little bit harder. Are there kids like that that you sort of rely on, and they know that? Does that happen in high school?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we got a bunch of kids this year. You know, Lucas Melanson's one of them. Joe Shimitaro, Benson, Ryan Sanfilippo, who is here every day pushing our offense. There's a lot of those guys to go around. Will Gao. I mean, we have a great group of young kids, and a lot of them are sophomores, to be honest with you, that, you know, this is the first varsity experience. But every time, you know, you want them out there, they jump out. You know, even some of the guys that are getting some playing time, like Philo and Argentino, they're always on the scout teams, always pushing this team. So we count on those kids. I mean, I have a speech at the, you know, I talk to these kids at the beginning of the year, and, you know, it's not just about the 11 starters. It's about, you know, the 45 guys you have on this roster. We need every single one of them to show up every day, because we need to show good looks. We need to push these guys that are starters, because that's how they got there. You know, Christian Sanfilippo is our star running back, but all last year he played scout, running back. Same with Nate Young. Nate Young was the scout QB all last year. And that's where how you get to this next level as a varsity starter is you spend your time on the scout team. And, you know, we have a bunch of those guys that have really bought into that this year and really, you know, are able to show our varsity players a good look.
You must have kids, too, aside from the captains, who work with the younger kids and make the kids feel part of the team, even if they're not great stars. I mean, I'm sure you get kids who are out here doing the best they can, and they might not ever get into a game other than maybe a blowout or something. Yeah. But that relationship as being part of a team, I mean, you must have other kids who do that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, A.J. Romeo is somebody that stepped up huge this week for us. He's one of these guys that comes every day. Works his tail off on special teams, scout team, everything. And we took Mark Smith out of the game in the second quarter. We put AJ in, and we were pleasantly surprised. You know, because of the work he does on all these other teams, he was able to come in. He knew his plays. He knew who to block, and he blocked him well. He ran the ball well. And then we flipped him over. We played him on safety on defense, and he just did a great job. And it's because he shows up every day. He knows the assignments. He knows what he's doing. And it's that type of kid that, you know, we look for, and that's how you make a name for yourself. You do it on the scout squad so that you get into the varsity game. And, you know, he's earned his position on this team as somebody that we can count on to put in the game at any time.
And as a coach, it feels good when these kids do what they're supposed to do, what you tell them to do. By God, it works out.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the toughest thing, you know, is football is so scheme oriented, and both offensively and defensively, there's so many moving pieces, and it's not like other sports where it's a one-on-one battle. It's, you know, you got 11 guys, and every guy of that 11's got to do what they're supposed to do to make it work. So one guy screws up, and the whole play falls apart. So it really takes a lot of work and a lot of scheming to do that. And it takes an understanding in a football sense to be one of those 11 and understand your job on no matter what happens. Because you can have a play set up a certain way, and the defense does something you're not expecting, and you got to make that adjustment on the fly. And when that guy makes the adjustment, the next guy's got to make the adjustment. So mm-hmm. It's always, and that's what you got to do to be a successful football program.
Love it. All right, Salem is, you know, they're 2-1 in the league. I think they're 3-2 overall, having a pretty darn good season and feeling good about themselves. And what do you see from the Salem Witches this week?
Yeah, vastly improved team. You know, from the last couple of years, we've seen them. Good, solid offensive line that blocks well. Running backs that know how to break a tackle, and when they're in the open field, push it to the next level and accelerate. They got a QB that can throw the ball, finds the open receiver. They torched Swampscott last week on a few big plays down the field. They're just a good all-around football team. I think he's got them on a roll now. I think they're excited, and obviously it's a home game for them, so they're going to be extra amped for us. So I'm expecting a good fight Friday night. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a competitive game, and you know, we really need to step up, because it's a big game for us. You know, not only for the league, you know, the NEC South, but for our division as well. You know, they have 3 wins, so they carry a lot of points with them. So we get that win, we not only get the points for the win, but we also get the 9 points in our seeding for the division, and that's big for us.
And they're looking at you. You got 4 wins.
Exactly. And looking at us the same way. I mean, we're in the same division in this thing. So, you know, they beat us, and they get the 10 points plus the 4 wins. So, you know, they're looking at this as a huge point getter for them as well. And it could really change the rankings in the division depending on who wins this game.
All right, Coach, final question for me. In terms of strategy, in terms of training, in terms of coaching and so on, extra points, 2 points or 1 point in high school football?
What's the question?
What about it? I mean, you know, I've seen so many times this year key situations where it's just difficult to do, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, we actually found a kicker in Brandon Rivera that, you know, hits him pretty consistently, and you don't always get that every year. Not every team's got a kicker that, you know, works at it and practices it. We go for one unless we have to go for two. We have some two-point plays that we have in that we practice, and when we need to pull those out, we'll pull those out. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, let's go for extra points because those points are important. You know, in close games, those extra points are the difference between winning and losing. So we want to hit as many of them as possible and practice them as much as possible.
I just want to reminisce one time. I don't know if you remember, there was a Super Bowl game at BU back in the 90s, I think, and a kid named Harnish blocked an extra point.
Gloucester was
behind 19-0. He blocked, he ran it back for 2 points, and Gloucester won that game.
Special team, as Bill Belichick says, special teams is 1/3 of the game, right? So it's got to be just as important as the other 2/3. So
okay.
It's an important part. Same thing with kickoffs and kick returns. You know, we practice special teams pretty every day. We practice some special teams. It's an important thing. You're right. It can change the whole complexion of the game. You get a blocked punt, and I'm telling you, you feel like you're the bottom of the barrel, you know, and it's an important aspect of the game, and you got to be good at it. You got to be able to kick extra points. You got to be able to punt. You got to be able to return kicks.
You guys, I know I've kept it, but do you sleep at night? It must be like a replay in your mind with all this stuff that goes on all the time.
All week long. Yeah, you start breaking down an opponent really Saturday morning when you get the film exchange, and you spend Saturday, Sunday breaking film down and educating yourself on what they do. You come in Monday and you try to break down your film with the kids, you know, instruct them on what they need to do better, watch the opponent, you know, and Monday night you go home and you start game planning, you start putting in your offense and defense, you know, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday night you're up all night making sure that you got everything in, you know, and then Thursday rolls around and we call it, you know, spit and polish, and you put every last second in that you can, and then finally Thursday night you sleep like a baby because you know what? There's nothing else you can do. The kids are just going to show up on Friday and play.
And so 50 or 60 years from now you can put this in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. That is Gloucester football coach Tony Cirilli with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.
Ha ha ha.